Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. I'm not worthy. Not worthy to say His name. Not worthy to stand here. Brother Caleb, would you pray for us, please? Welcome to Mountain State Baptist Church, Seeker Sunday School class. Have you been reading the Bible every day, praying every day? Good Lord willing, there's another Bible Readers Banquet coming up in January with fun, food, and fellowship for everyone that read their Bible through this year. Okay, over here in this section, Brother Matthew wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ as a King is right. Down through here, Brother Mark wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ as a
servant
is right. Down through here, Brother Luke wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ as a
man
is correct. Good, you're all doing great. Over here, Brother John wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ as
God
is correct. Where does it begin? In the beginning, where else? In the bosom, that's exactly right. Oh, y'all doing wonderful. What book are we in? John, what chapter? 17. Let's please help us here, dear Lord. We ask again in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, John 17. We said last week that not only was there no man spake like he spake, but there's no man prayed like he prayed.
Right.
And chapter 17 is the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer. The first five verses he prays for himself. And that's what I need to do, is pray for myself and get clean before I can pray for you or someone else. That's what I need to do. It's not out of line to pray for ourselves. We need to be in tune with heaven. I need to be. I need a lot of help. I don't know about you, but he prays for himself. And when he prayed, "Our Father, which art in heaven," that's in Matthew. He's praying for us. We're in that prayer. He's praying for us. And he never did pray, "Father, forgive our sins," because he didn't have any.
Right.
We're talking about God in the flesh again. Now, again, you probably get tired of hearing it, but I knew Jesus was a good man, a prophet, priest, king. I knew he did miracles, but I did not know he was Jehovah God come down from heaven. God in the flesh, God with us.
Right.
See, everyone should have been there on that first Christmas day.
Right.
Everybody ought to have been there the day he was born. Everybody ought to have been there to celebrate his birthday. Let's read verse 1 again in review. John 17, 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour is come." I think that's the seventh time we find this phrase, "the hour," in the book of John. And it's not going to be very long. It's just about time. And he said, "Glorify thy Son." He calls that time on the cross his glory. That's his glory. That's what he calls it. Now, we're going to glory. We're going to a place called glory, capital G glory. But he calls his time on the cross his glory. "Glorify thy Son, that thy Son," capital S Son, "may also glorify thee." That's what glorifies the Father, is the cross. The Father's satisfied with what the Son did on the cross.
Right.
And I need to be satisfied with what the Son did on the cross. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. I'm not worthy, is what Sister Cheryl told us. Verse 2, "As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him." You got the word "give" or some form of it in this verse three times. That's what God does. He gives. That's who he is. That's his nature. He's a giver. That's what he does naturally. When I try to give, it's all backwards. I'm a receiver, which I don't have anything to give anyway. But he is the giver. The whole world could be saved.
Right.
If they would.
Yep.
If they would. If they would receive him. If I'd turn from sin and self and turn to the Savior, he'll accept me. He'll receive me. If I receive him, he'll receive me. And the church is God's love gift to Jesus, the bride of Christ. Whosoever will can get in today. Amen. If you're not in, you can get in today. Whosoever will. Will you? Will you? Yeah, yes. Yes, amen. Three, and this is life eternal. Jesus is life eternal. And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. Do you know Him this morning? Do you know Him? It's not the amount of knowledge. It's not the number of degrees. Do you know Him? Do you know Him? Yeah, amen. The youngins downstairs, they're learning about Him. You cannot get to heaven without knowing Jesus. Not just about Him. They may be learning about Him downstairs, but they need to know Him. They need to know Him. I need to know Him. You need to know Him. It's not the amount of knowledge. It's not the amount of faith. A faith as a grain of mustard seed placed in Exxon won't save you. Placed in the electric company won't save you. The first person that come in today flipped on the lights because they believed they'd come on. After a while, I'm going to go out and get in the vehicle and turn the key because I believe it'll get me home. It is a Chevrolet. But one day it'll fail. The Lord will never fail. The Lord will never fail. And faith in a Chevrolet won't save you. But faith in Christ will take you home. He said, let us go, get in the ship, let us go to the other side. Everybody that got in the ship went to the other side. All you need to do is get in Him this morning. Get in Him. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Let's look at it in Proverbs 1:7. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord. That's the big Lord. That's capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That's kindergarten right there. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Back to John now, verse 4. I have glorified Thee on the earth. I have finished the work which Thou gavest me. The Lord said He's finished the work. And He's talking here in His prayer like it's past tense. About 3 o'clock, the world's going to be finished with Him. They're done with Him. They're going to chunk Him there about 3 o'clock. It's so close that He prays in the past tense. You see it again, the same concept in chapter 19, verse 30. This is John 19, 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, He said, "It is finished." The transaction is finished. Right. He bowed His head and gave up the ghost. He's telling what He's done for me and for you. It's all over but the crying. It's time. It's time. Actually, Jesus is handing in the final report to the Father. He says, here's how it went. I did what you want. Redemption is finished. It's paid for. It's over with. You can't add to it. You can't take away from it. He's already paid it all. Again, our brother, I forget his name. The preacher sent me some tapes this week. I knew his voice. I didn't know his name. But he's the brother that said, if you get to heaven, standing at the pearly gates, if it's St. Peter, Abraham, God Himself, whoever it is, if they say, why should I let you in? You better not start your answer with I.
Right.
Better start your answer with something like He. Or maybe Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but He washed it white as snow. Verse 5. John 17:5. But now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. He emptied Himself of the attributes of God and came and lived like we do so he'd know how we feel. So we would have a good example for one thing. And now he's going to be restored to glory, back to the place where he belongs. He's going home. He's going home. It's where the Trinity sits co-equal. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit in heaven. That's where he's headed. The whole world should have been there the day he was born. Should have been. Verse 6. Now he's getting ready to pray for his disciples, the champions, starting in verse 6. He said, I've manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. You see thy word here in verse 8, we're going to see, for I have given them unto them the words. In verse 14, we see, I have given them thy word. Verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Sound like the word's going to be pretty important to us now that he's going back. The Holy Spirit's going to come and move inside us, but we're also going to need a Bible. He's praying for the disciples. It's a presentation. It's what it is. In John 1. John 1, 12. First, let's go to 11. Well, let's go to 10. He was in the world and the world was made by him. I'm talking about the Creator dying for the created. And the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him. Have you received him? Amen. To them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Yeah. It was a presentation. It was a revelation. Isaiah 1:18. Come now, Sunday morning, Sunday school right now. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. It's a revelation when he came. There's a book in the Bible called Revelation, but really the whole Bible, all 66 books are a revelation. And then it was a manifestation. Exodus 28. Exodus 28:29. And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart when he goeth unto the holy place for a memorial before the Lord continually. It's what the high priest did. Jesus is our high priest. He's in the holy place right now, and he has your name on his heart. He bears you around. He's praying for you. He's praying for these. Praying for these. Back to John 17. I brought some oil this morning. If you want to borrow, there's enough here for everyone in the room. It's made especially for leather. I've put it on the back of my Bibles. And it's Amish leather schmutz. That's a dressing. See, anybody wants to use it, I'll let you have it. But I was reading about there's another oil that's better for the leather on your Bible, and it's naturally in the palm of your hand. It'll really help. It'll really help. There was a chieftain that sat peacefully reading his Bible, and a French trader came by and scoffed. He said, hey, throw it away, chief. It never did anybody any good. The wise old chief calmly replied, if it wasn't for this Bible, you'd be in my dinner pot right now. Verse 7, John 17:7. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. Verse 8, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them. Have you received the Bible?
Yeah.
Have you received the Word of God? When the soul winners knocked on my door and came around and asked me, said, if you died today, do you know for sure you'd go to heaven? The first thing they asked me was, do you believe the Bible is the Word of God? Well, I was scrolling down, and I remembered Wesley Pennington. He said it was the Word of God. Mommy, she said it was the Word of God. Grandma, she said it was the Word of God. Mom, Dad, they said it was the Word of God. And I said, yes, I believe it's the Word of God. They proceeded to open it up and show me that I was a lost sinner and what I needed was a Savior.
Yeah.
A perfect sinless substitute to stand in my place on Judgment Day. That's what they said. Have you received them? They have received them. This is verse 8. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world. Jesus is not praying for the world. He died for the world. He's praying for us. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. He's interceding for us. In verse 11, he's praying that we'd be kept. That we'd be kept. And now, I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. He's interceding. He's praying that God will keep us. I couldn't save myself, and I can't keep myself.
Right.
I'm counting on Him.
Right.
I'm counting on Him. 17, he's praying that we'd be sanctified. The Father would sanctify us, set apart. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The Bible will clean you up. 21, he's praying we'll be united, that they may, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. In 24, he's praying that we'll be with him. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. He's praying for his own. Praying for his own, those that belong to him. The purpose of salvation is to bring glory to Jesus Christ. Verse 11 again. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. God is above sin. We are not. The only way, now we should sin less and less until we get to heaven. The reason we'll never be sinless as long as we've got this body. When we get our new body, Maybe then. Let's look at Titus. If I tell you I got saved November 16th, 1974, and haven't sinned since then, will you talk to Kim when she comes up from Sunday school class? Ask her, see what she says. Titus 2:11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. When did it appear, Brother Rick? Well, I'm glad you asked. It was on the cross.
Right.
That's where it appeared. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. He's talking to the church. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Which one are you talking about, Brother Rick? Well, I'm talking about the one who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. That's the one I'm talking about right there. Then back to 17:12 now. John 17:12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. The Lord's guarding us as a shepherd guards his sheep. And Judas fell from his office. He didn't fall from grace. He fell from his office. In the days of the Roman Emperor Nero, there was a special group of the best soldiers. Let's say the Navy SEALs or whatever. Called the Emperor's Wrestlers. These were picked from the best of the best, the bravest of the land, the greatest athletes. They had proved themselves in the arena, fighting the lions or whatever was turned loose on them. And they had a song they would sing. It was, we the wrestlers wrestling for thee, O Emperor, to win for thee the victory, and from thee the victor's crown. They were led by a centurion named Vespasian. And the news came from Nero that many of the Roman soldiers had accepted Christ as their Savior. And Nero sent a message to Vespasian, if there be any among your soldiers who cling to the faith of Christian, they must die. Well, Vespasian got the message in the wintertime, in the dead of winter. It was very cold. They were camped out beside a frozen lake. And the centurion's heart sunk when he read the message. And he called them in order. He said, are any of you that cling to the faith of the Christian, step forward. 40 wrestlers instantly stepped forward 2 paces and respectfully saluted and stood at attention. Vespasian said, I'll wait till sundown for your final answer. And again, when they lined up, these 40 wrestlers stepped forward. And he pleaded with them, please recant. It wouldn't do it. Finally, the decree of the emperor must be obeyed. And he wasn't willing to have another soldier kill him. So he said, what I'm going to do, you're going to get rid of your clothes here and go out on the ice and the elements will kill you. And so they went, they left, they went out singing, 40 wrestlers wrestling for thee, O Christ. To win for thee the victory, and from thee the victor's crown. Yeah. Through the night, Vespasian heard them singing, and it kept getting lower and lower. And about daylight, he saw one soldier come creeping back to the fire. And they started singing, 39 wrestlers have thee, O Christ, to win for thee the victory, and from thee the victor's crown. Vespasian couldn't take it. He took off his helmet, took off his armor, went out on the ice, and they started singing, 40 soldiers, 40 wrestlers wrestling for thee, O Christ, to win for thee the victory, and from thee the victor's crown. It's a high honor that Jesus always places on the scriptures. He prays for us to be kept, and guess what? all his prayers are answered.
Amen.
If you forgot to pray this morning, he didn't. He didn't. And he's praying for us, the church, the body of Christ. John 17:13. And now come out of thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. He identifies with the believers, with Bible believers, with the church. Verse 11, he identifies. He said, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that we may be one as we are one. Verse 14, he identifies with us. It'd be nothing that I identify with him. Why would he identify with me? Why? For when I identify with something, it'd be real good right here to identify with the Lord. Verse 14, he identifies with us. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Verse 18, he identifies with us. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. 21 and 22, the Lord identifies with us, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Verse 14. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. This Bible is the most revolutionary book in the whole world. It shows the pollution of the human heart that wrecks the problem. Wrecks the problem.
Right. Yeah, we are.
Yeah. You can't save yourself, and guess what? We can't make the world better.
Right.
It's insanity to believe that the world, that we're making the world better. It'll never work. But remember, the evil one is no match for the holy one. And he's on our side.
Right.
15 and 16. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. We're in the world, but not of it. We are different. We have a different standing. It's like the song, I'm already over on the other side, just waiting on my brand new body. See, we're already there in Christ.
Right.
In Christ. We have a different nature. I know we still have that old sin nature. We have sin in us, but not on us. When God looks at us, He sees the blood of Christ.
Amen.
And we're in like flint because of Him. Because of Him. But we have a different nature. We got a new nature now also. And the one that wins, the nature that wins, is the one I feed the most. The Indian said there's a white dog and a black dog inside, right after he got saved, inside me. And they fight. And the cowboy asked him, said, who wins? He said, whoever I feed. Whoever I feed the most, that's who's going to win. White dog. We got a new master. A new master. We used to have a cruel taskmaster.
Yeah.
But now we've got a new master that loves us. We've got a new aim. A new aim. We have purpose. We have a purpose in life to take somebody with us. Show others the way. Take somebody. The only thing better than going to heaven is taking somebody with you.
Right.
Maybe a little baby. Maybe a little baby. We've got a new citizenship. We're citizens in two places now. We're going to our new home. We've got a new life. A new life, a real life. We've got a new destiny. We're going to where they're at. They're not coming back. We're going to where Brother Lindsay is. He's not coming back. We're going to where they're at. God gets the glory by keeping us in the world and protecting us from the evil one. Verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. That's almost like saying, sanctify them through thy word. Almost. Don't change it. Don't mark nothing out. But it's almost. It's almost like I need to read the Bible every day. Yeah. Whether it's a Bible reader's banquet or not. Like it's going to help me.
Right.
Like it's a medicine chest. There's something in there for every one of my problems. There's a verse for everything I'm going through. If we're talking about positional. We got positional sanctification the day we got saved. Like we're talking about our standing.
Right.
Our standing's in Christ. Now my state, I may get in an awful state sometime, but my standing is in Christ.
Right.
In Christ. Right. It's instant. It's instant. The second you receive Christ, you've got a new standing. New standing. Then there's progressive sanctification. It never ends. Like I said, till we get our new body. I get in here and read every day, and I read where things I need to get rid of and things I need to start, and I get closer to Him. Progressive sanctification. Sanctification, Romans 12:1. It's by and through the Word of God. By and through the Word of God. Romans 12:1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. You did it this morning. You came to church. You presented your body. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's only reasonable that I'd identify with Him. Why did He identify with us, with me? That's the crazy part. Sanctification. Verse 18. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. He left us here to bear witness. 1 John 4:17. I am a witness, good or bad, one or the other. I do represent Him one way or another, good or bad. It's just a fact. Just a fact. 1 John 4:17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. I can go in bold if I know the Lord took my place. I can go in bold if I know he already, if that's what I'm counting on. Now, if I'm counting on what I did, I'm going to go in like this, hanging my head, looking down, my feet, kicking rocks, kicking cans. But not if I'm counting on what He did. I can go in with boldness. With boldness. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as He is, so are we in this world. As He is. See, on the cross, He had all my sins and your sins. All the sins of the world, of the past, present, future. But when He came out of the grave, He did not have one sin left on Him. Guess what? As He is, so are we. I know there's sin in you. But there's no sin on you if you have Christ as your substitute. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for writing it down. In Jesus' name, amen.